High School Sports on KTNC, brought to you by Community Medical Center, Poppy Realty and Management, Southeast Nebraska Communication, Salem Grain and Barge, American Family Insurance, Renza, Consolidated Grain, F&M Bank, Peru State College, El Camino Electric, Farm and City Supply, Frontier Bank, Farm Bureau, Dins Country Meats, and Armbruster Motor Company.
Good evening, everybody, from the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City High School. It's time for Fall City Tiger basketball tonight, as the Tigers will host the Plattsmouth Blue Devils in a girl-boy doubleheader. In a girls' game tonight, the Tiger girls coming in here 2 wins, 2 losses. They lost their first 2 of the year. Lost to Syracuse and Johnson Brockton. They defeated Freeman's Falcons, and they picked up a win against Southern. Plattsmouth is also 2-2 on the year. The Tiger boys coming in 0-3 tonight, looking for their first win of the year. Plattsmouth comes in here with a record of 1-3 in our boys' game tonight. So the Tigers and the Plattsmouth Blue Devils here tonight, as we have 1 week till Christmas Eve. Tigers play tonight, and then they play again on Tuesday against Elmwood Murdoch here at the Fieldhouse, and we will be on the air with that one also on Tuesday night. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups tonight for our girls game for the Blue Devils. The visitor for Coach Rick Titus, he will go with a 5'11" senior in Lindsay Kaba, a 5'9" senior Krista Hardy, 5'6" sophomore Amy Dasher, 5'8" junior Natalie Briggs, and a 5'6" sophomore Gertie Yoder. Lindsay Kaba, Krista Hardy, Amy Dasher, Natalie Briggs, and Gertie Yoder, your starting five for the Blue Devils. They are a tall team. Looking at them out there on the floor, they got a lot of tall girls. Fall City coming in here tonight. For tonight, it's going to be Coach John Furrow tonight. He is the assistant coach. He is going to take charge tonight for the Tigers. Coach Andy Armbruster is under the weather and not here tonight. So the Tigers will have assistant coach John Furrow and Allison Haynes running the show here tonight. They picked up the win of the JV game tonight by, I think it was 9 or 10 points. I forget what the number was. But anyway, they won the JV game. So the Tigers looking to get a varsity victory here tonight as well, if they can. For the Tiger girls tonight, it will be 5'9" junior Maddie Jones, 5'6" sophomore Eva Armbruster, 5'8" sophomore McKinley Shull, 5'8" sophomore Ashley Kirkendall, and 5'8" junior Reese McNeely. So Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, McKinley Shull, Ashley Kirkendall, and Reese McNeely. Excuse me, you're starting five tonight for the Fall City Tiger girls in this game. So the buzzer buzzes, the head teams head over to their benches to get the final instructions. We'll have the introduction, and I think our national anthem all coming up here in just a few minutes here at the McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse at Fall City High School this evening. Tiger cheerleaders coming over, and we'll see what order we're going to do things in here. Tigers, we said, the girls have won 2 in a row after losing their first 2 of the year, and would love to make it 3 in a row here tonight in this ball game. To remind you, if you're looking for Sacred Heart basketball, the Irish girls and boys are hosting Humboldt Table Rock Steiner tonight. That game over on sister station Sunny 101.3 tonight. That's up at the Rowe Activity Center, just a couple blocks up the street. The Irish hosting the Titans tonight. That's on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we will take a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a tip-off for a girls' game tonight on KTNC.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Fall City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it, and you'll agree. Dins Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders to quarters and sides of Den's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Den's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we've had to play the national anthem, and now we're ready to get the game underway here as soon as the starters are introduced here tonight. Class of Blue Devils being introduced to the crowd on hand here tonight, and then it will be the Tigers' turn. New uniforms for the Tigers this year. Watching the junior varsity, see the varsity players are playing, obviously, that JV game as well. It looks like, I said, those are red, but they're up closer now. I see they are orange. So the introduction for the Tigers underway here. Part of the East Central Nebraska Conference. They'll be playing a conference game next Tuesday. The Elvis Murdoch Knights come to town. And here we go. Team huddled up with their coaches as we get ready to go here. Tip off this girls' game tonight. Falls City will go right to left towards the east basket here in the first half tonight. And we are about set to go here. Stepping into the center circle will be Tigers. Stepping in there will be McKinley Shaw. She'll jump it up there against Krista Hardy. And the Tigers end up with a tip in the backcourt. It goes to Armbruster off the right side to Shaw. Shaw back out to the top, swinging around to the left side of the floor now. Dribbling over will be Ashley Kirkendall around the right side. Into the corner, Armbruster moves out of there, back to the top to Shaw. Shaw left side against the man-to-man, high post to McNeely, back to the right, out on the wing with the basketball. Now a lob inside, trying to get the pass inside to Maddie Jones, knocked away by the Blue Devils out of bounds, and it will be Tiger ball on the baseline. McNeely will trigger to the right side elbow. Back out top. Shaw from 16 feet on the back iron. No good. Loose ball rebound to Jones inside McNeely. Her shot is blocked. Shot blocked. And now the other way come the Blue Devils getting the block there. Krista Hardy. Tigers come out playing man-to-man defense. And now over on the left side with the ball will be Amy Dasher. Dasher into the paint, lost the handle on it. Taken away, stolen by McKinley Shaw. Up the floor, the other way we go. Kirkendall to the paint, back out top to Shaw. Now swing the ball around side to side, give the ball back on the left. Now over to Shaw to the high post. McNeely kicks it out right side. Armbruster thought about the triple, didn't take it. Now Kirkendall back, it goes. Baseline now inside McNeely from Jones off the glass. No good. Shaw the rebound off the iron, no. And the rebound will come down. We'll go the other way to the Blue Devils. Through traffic all the way with the left hand. The shot is blocked away by Kirkendall. And a rebound is brought down there again by Shaw. Driving it up there was Lindsey Kaba. Tigers top to the front court. Left side, McNeely on the wing, dribbles back out. And now Plattsmouth. I think it's a zone yet. They go left side, drive it in. McNeely, nice bounce pass into Jones. It's up good, and she'll have a three-point opportunity. Maddie Jones with the basket, the nice bounce entry pass in there from McNeely. And it's 2-0 Fall City. At the line, Jones looking for the bonus. It's up. It's good. She knocks it down, and the Tigers lead 3-0 here early on in this contest. Well, we come up the floor now with the basketball. The Blue Devils take the ball to the left side. Hardy dishes off there to Dasher. Comes across court to the right side, and now back in the middle to Hardy. And traveling is the call. Hardy looks to the bench, throws up her hand, and said, "Coach, what did I do?" Man with a striped shirt and a whistle said, "You traveled." Tiger ball in front of their bench. McNeely to Trigger against pressure defense in the backcourt this time. Into Armbruster against the 2-2-1. Up the floor on the right side. Shull around the defense. All the way bounce pass in there for McNeely. Knocked loose by the Blue Devils. Out of bounds. And it will be Tiger ball underneath the basket again. McNeely to Trigger. Tigers line up. Everybody down low on the lane. McNeely looking, lobs it out top. Armbruster beyond the arc. Shull down to McNeely. Pass into Jones. Left block off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Jones after the tip. Put back is good. And Jones has got five. It's 5-0 Fall City. To the front. Stolen away. The Tigers double up. Jones ends up with it. Shull knocked it loose. Jones all the way in. No bucket. A blocking foul will be called against the Blue Devils. Foul would go on Gertie Yoder, her first foul. Team foul number two in the ball game. Oh, a couple of subs in the ball game coming in is Kerry Froderman, a 5'11 senior. McNeely from the baseline inside to Jones, and now swinging around left side and down to McNeely. Back out top with it, Kirkendall. Armbruster, left side, and it will be up and good off the glass. 2 points for McKinley Schultz. About 12 feet out, it hit the rim and bounced in that time. And the Tigers are up now by a score of 7-0 at the 5:07 mark. Left side, Blue Devils driving and knocking it out of bounds will be Ava Armbruster. Ava knocks it away. Here comes Chase Nolian, a 5'9 senior for the Tigers. Also coming in here for Fall City will be Elise Poppy, Jr. Bring it in from the baseline, and a two-pointer up, swish from the right corner by Natalie Briggs. So it's 7-2, Fall City. Now left side, Poppy, cross-court, Armbruster, three ball, right side of the circle, short, grabbed up by Nolte, puts back left hand, won't go, rebound. Kirkendall won't go, got it again, up and good. Chase Nolte with a couple of rebounds there for the Tigers, got it up and in, and now it will be the Blue Devils in the front court. Working the ball around the right side will be Yoder, and threw it away and went right to John Furrow. Tigers going to come right back in now with Maddie Jones, and back in will be Shaw. McNeely will sit, and Kirkendall will sit for the Tigers. All right, here we go. Tiger ball. Armbruster with it in the back. Now gives the ball forward to Shaw. Fires it up the pass on the baseline across to Nolte. She bounces across the lane to Jones. She hits the deck, fouled on the shot. Foul would go against Krista Hardy. Third team foul. Hardy picks up her second foul of this first quarter in the ball game. Jones to the line up, swish. Maddie was six early on here in the ball game. Tigers up 10-2. Here comes Amy Dasher back in, a sophomore for the Blue Devils. Jones has another free throw coming up here with 4:16 to go in the first quarter. Spins it, flies it towards the bucket off the front, no good. Rebound, fights its way back out of there to Jones, who came down the left side. As she lays it up and in, she's got eight. The Tigers up 10, 12-2 at the 4:06 mark. Timeout, Blue Devils. They trail by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
What is fast? race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4:04 to go in the first quarter. The Tigers find themselves with a 10-point lead here, 12-2. Tigers huddled up. Platts was huddled up with their coach, Rick Titus. And this was a full timeout, so here comes Fall City. Break and huddle. And here come the Blue Devils. They'll have the basketball at midcourt. Into the game is Avery Winters, a 5'5 freshman. She'll inbound it at midcourt. Lobs it forward with the catch is Froderman. Takes it outside. Long three ball on the way. No good. Missed everything by Amy Dasher. Blue Devils get the weak side rebound, and they will control it. And ball taken away by Maddie Jones. She blocked that. Was going to go over the shot. Driving was Briggs. Jones stole it away from her, basically more than a block. Here's a rebound by Elise Poppy off the miss. Armbruster ahead to Scholl on the right side and back out to Armbruster. Ava comes left side with the ball to Poppy. In the left side wing, driving in there with Jones. Cut off, gets the ball to Scholl. Across the floor to the right side of the basketball now. Ava Armbruster. Drilling on the left side of the floor, spins around, reverses, throws to the far right sideline, and a drive by Scholl, pull up behind the backboard, up no good, rebound to Platt, was stolen by Jones, put up and in the paint, and Maddie Jones on fire to start this one. She's in double figures already. She got a steal there from the Blue Devils, and the Tigers are up 14-2. Jones looking for her second three-point opportunity here in the first quarter. It's up. It's good. She's got 11 of the Tigers, 15, and they're up now 15-2. Plasmuth up the floor on the right side with the ball. They take it out on the right elbow. Winters with it. Swing it around, down low, right side. Caba pulls up three ball, and it's beyond the arc. No. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Scholl. She's looking for help. Waiting to get it to a guard, and she might have to take that in. Over to Armbruster on the right side with the basketball now. Armbruster, ball to Jones, knocked loose. Picked up by Scholl, driving up, pulls up off the glass. Good on the right side from about 5 feet away. Scholl's got her second basket. The Tigers are up by 15, 17-2. 2:25 to go here in quarter number one. Tigers are reaching by Poppy. Had it looked like she might have got a jump ball. No whistle. And now Plasmuth has it back out top at the top of the key. Take it left side. Work the ball over there on that side. Driving up and backing out now will be Briggs. Briggs needs help. Gets the ball away. And Cobbett down the lane. Floats it up too strong. Whistle and the first foul of the ball game on Fall City here. Fall City foul on Elise Poppy. That'll be her first of the ball game. First team foul on Fall City. At the line, Lindsay Caba. First free throw of the night for the Blue Devils on the way up, and it crawled around, bounced in, and went. McNeely back in for the Tigers. Also back in for Fall City will be Ashley Kirkendall. Armbruster will sit along with Chase Nolte. Nolte is the only senior on this Tiger team. And ready again will be the Blue Devil senior. Caba up and got it. And it's 17-4. Caba checking out of the game. Replaced in there again by Gertie Yoder. Full court pressure now with the Blue Devils. Bring it. That'll be Kirkendall back to Scholl, to Kirkendall to the front court, driving up, leaves it for Maddie Jones on the right sideline, ahead to Kirkendall, around a defender, shoots, and it crawls over the side of the rim. Everything's going for the Tigers right now. 2 points for Ashley Kirkendall. It's 19-4, matching the Tigers' biggest lead of the game at 15. Oh, a carry there, trying to spin against against Shaw. Blue Devils turn it over on the carry, and the Tigers get it back with the turnover. Triggering from the sideline, Shaw fires it up. It's caught by McNeely, kicks it out right side. Jones underneath. Too much on that one for Poppy, cutting to the basket, a little too tall. Elise couldn't come down with that. And here come the Blue Devils with a minute and a half to go in quarter number one. Up the floor with the basketball now. Juliana Hamilton is in there. Is that shot up? No good. The other end. Rebound brought down by Kirkendall for the Fall City Tigers. Got a girl in there with a different number? No. Okay. Hot up to date now. With it on the right side. Jones gives the ball to Schultz. Baseline. Drives up. Pulls up. 16-foot runner up and good. McKinley Shaw with six. The Tigers up by 17, their biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court with the basketball now, working around. We Briggs takes the ball around the right side, around the perimeter. Three ball up, too strong by Dasher. Rebound to the Tigers. It's handled again by Kirkendall. Up the floor, Poppy to Kirkendall, right side, and now down to Maddie Jones on the wing. Brings it back out. The Tigers may play for one. No. Scholl's going to fire. It's on the rim. No. Rebound grabbed up by Natalie Briggs. Briggs with Scholl chasing from behind. Knocks it loose. Knocks it to McNeely. Scholl with her second steal of the ball game. Up the floor we go. And now it's going to be out to the left side. Poppy with 13 on the clock. To the top. Now it's Jones. Driving in the paint, elevates up, hit the rim, no good. Follow up, no good by McNeely. And the ball's out of bounds with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. So the Tigers coming up the floor. Don't get it past midcourt. Fall City 21, Plattsburgh 4 after one. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson, can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business. But you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, ready to go in the second quarter here tonight at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. The Fall City Lady Tigers leading the class of Blue Devils 21-4 after one period here. Maddie Jones, the 11 first quarter points for Fall City, 6 for McKinley Shaw. One field goal and a pair of free throws for the Blue Devils in quarter number one. It will be Blue Devil basketball to start the second quarter here. Inbound to the basketball. They didn't have her on the varsity lineup here. We'll have to catch this player for you. Here's a drive down the left side. Up, no good. And the ball off the Blue Devils. It goes off the hand of Krista Hardy. 33 is Riley Putka. She wasn't listed on my varsity roster I got earlier. Well, anyway, here we go. She is a 5'11 freshman. Ball comes up the floor. Going for the steal with Blue Devils. They tied up the ball, and the Tigers will get it on the alternating possession. McNeely again to Kirkendall. Walked into a double team. Gets away to Maddie Jones. Bounce pass into McNeely. Elevates off the glass. Good. Two for Reese McNeely. Her first two of the ball game. And the Tigers are up now by 19. Tigers add to that lead. Biggest lead of the ball game so far. Plattsburgh has the ball knocked out of bounds on the offensive end by Fall City. They will inbound, bring it in. Lindsay Acaba, get it in the right side to Briggs. Briggs drilling around the outside to the paint. Free throw line, kicks it back right side to Acaba. Acaba holds right side elbow and working up, and a left-hander up. No good for the Tigers. Rebound comes down to Kirkendall. The shot was put up there by Briggs. Ball City to the front court on the left side. Armbruster with it, trying to set up the defender. Can't get around her. Now working around the other side. Jones on the right side. Into the paint. Pulls up 12-footer. It's all going for Maddie Jones. She's got 13, and the Tigers are up by 21. All of our games on the World Wide Web at nscsports.net. Here's the ball loose, knocked down, stolen by Armbruster to McNeely. Taken back. Never got complete control of that thing. And now to the top for three. It's off the rim. No good by Dasher. And the rebound to Kirkendall. She's followed up a bunch of rebounds here in the last 3 or 4 minutes of clock time in this ball game. Right side, Jones at the elbow. Thinking about the long one, didn't try to lob it into McNeely. She saved it in to Armbruster. Back over to Jones. Fake the three in the paint. Up and no. This time, rebound Kirkendall. No. Rebound Chase Nolde, and the left-hander back up and good for two more. Timeout class was down by 23. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fall City 27, class with 4 in our girls game here. Start in the second quarter. Ave Arbers are trying to get that sticky stuff on her shoe. I think it stuck to her shoe. Kind of blocked a little bit. Alice Haynes had to come over and help her get loose. She's free now. It's like one of them sticky mouse traps. All right, up the floor on the right side, Plants with Blue Devil basketball. To the top, take the ball over to Riley Plepka. Plepka will hand it off there for Natalie Briggs. Briggs had it knocked away by Armbruster near midcourt, then knocked away by Poppy. It's in the backcourt now. The Tigers like sharks after the ball. And here's a three-pointer by Plants with after the recovery. No good by Jolie Dix. And the rebound to the Tigers again to McKinley Shaw. Shaw with a rebound inside. Nolte, left block, left hand off the glass. Good. She's got 6, and the Tigers are up by 25. Second quarter action still. 5:18 to go in this half. And a reach-in foul call on Armbruster as the ball is being dribbled in from the left wing. Ava picks up her first of the ball game, second team foul on Fall City. It will be Blue Devil ball. They'll trigger from the baseline. They look. They lob it out top. Plepka should give the ball up there for Jolie Dix. Dix driving down the lane. And a reach in. No, a block foul. And that's going to be on. Let's see. Ya. No. Foul is on Chase Nolde. Blocking her first team foul, number 3. All right. Sub for the Blue Devils. Checking into the game now, Avery Winters, 5'5 freshman. A trigger from the baseline again, bring it into Winters. She'll drive to the paint. Bounce pass off, stolen away by Shaw. Shaw now with 3 or 4 steals in the game already. To the front court we go. Now it will be dribbling out top over to Armbruster. In the right baseline, it will go there to Nolde, back out, and Ava Armbruster, right side up and down for about 10 feet, her first two of the night. The Tigers up 27, how about that? 27-point advantage, drive of the Blue Devils, take it back out top, do they throw it away? No, Plepka able to run it down out near midcourt. They just are not handling the ball. Here's the ball stolen away. Steal by Nolte. Nolte to Armbruster on the right side. No, that is Poppy. Now in the middle, McNeely short on the shot, and it hits out of bounds before Tigers were able to save it in. So John Furrell will send back in Maddie Jones to the game, along with Ashley Kirkendall. Sitting down, Nolte and McNeely here. 31-4, Fall City halfway through the second quarter. And the Blue Devils turn it over again. Drill it off the leg, out of bounds. So the ball comes in. Now it will be playing a catch. Now up the floor, Poppy with it. Lobs it across the floor to Kirkendall, down to Shaw. Back out, Armbruster, triple from straight out front, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Avery Winters. Winters will turn and bring it up the sideline herself. Armbruster cuts her off, now pushes her to the middle. Knocked it loose, Winters recovers. Winters pass, knocked away, stolen by Poppy. And the run out of the other end, left side, right hand, up and good. Poppy with a two-pointer, puts the Tigers up now. They're up 29, she told you it was 29. 33-4. To the front, Classes with the basketball, and a reach-in foul called here on the arm. I think Maddie Jones is going to get nailed with this one. It does. Maddie picks up her first, team foul number four on the Tigers. They've spread them around to four different players here so far in this first half. The Blue Devils bring Natalie Briggs back into the contest. She'll check in there for Jolie Dix. And a third time out of the first half here, called by Plasman. We'll take another 30-second break and be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:16 left in the first half here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Falls City Tiger Girls lead the class of Blue Devils 33-4. Blue Devils have not scored here yet in quarter number two this evening. It'll be Blue Devil basketball here at midcourt. Bringing the ball in will be Avery Winter. She'll go backcourt with it to Lindsay Acaba, 5'11 senior. She'll get it away to Krista Hardy. Double team. Back cross court to Briggs. They play catch. The ball is tipped. Jones had it, lost it, got it back. Jones with a steal. And it's Armbruster up the floor. It gives it to Kirkendall. Off the glass, no good. The rebound to Acaba. Acaba on the run, pushing the ball between the circles. Cut off, gives to Hardy. Work the ball around the perimeter to the Tiger defense. Tigers manned up here. Acaba tries to move in, guarded by Kirkendall. High post there to Froderman. Taken away by the Tigers by Armbruster with another steal. Armbruster up the floor. Nate Tookley ran away from her. She gets out to Poppy for three, and it's good to the top. Elise Poppy with five in the quarter and hitting the triple there. So here we come back now. Plattsmouth down by 32. Holy cow, did not see this coming. In the middle, ball knocked away by Armbruster, picked up by Jones. Ava with the steal. Give it right back to her right side. Shull, long three-pointer off the rim. No good, hit the backboard. Caromed off, rebound picked up by Krista Hardy. Double team, gets it away to Acaba with a minute 50 to go in the first half. Back out, Acaba with it, still looking for their first points of the second quarter are the Plants with Blue Devils. A drive to the paint and a ball stolen away by Maddie Jones. Steal by Jones, her third. Armbruster walking it up the floor here. Right side, it's going to be Kirkendall driving around one defender. Moves in, got pushed. That'll be team foul number five on the Blue Devils here. No free throws yet. Foul on Krista Hardy, her third foul. Here comes Chase Nolte and Reese McNeely in for the Tigers. Checking in, Gertie Yoder. And back in, Riley Putka for the Blue Devils here. McNeely to trigger from the baseline. The Tigers line up in the paint, and it's going to go back court. Armbruster will run it down nearly to the sideline, gets it. Now to McNeely, driving up left side, leans in, hit the bottom of the backboard. Rebound, Nolde got it. I think she got poked in the eye and got called for traveling. She got the rebound. It looked to me like from back she might have got poked in the eye there. She was getting ready for the return shot. And just called for traveling. That would do it. 36-4, Fall City with the lead. Coming up the floor with it. Blue Devils to the front. They give it up there for Winters. Winters would give the ball, and DeBriggs in double dribble. She took it on the dribble, grabbed it, and then dribbled again. And the Blue Devils, unfortunately for them, just can't get out of their own way with these turnovers. 66 seconds to go in the half. The Tigers bring it front court to McNeely. Back to Armbruster, high post to Nolde. To McNeely on the left wing, back out top to Armbruster. Back to McNeely. Reese will hold it, dribble down. Reached in, got hit on the armor, pass knocked loose, it's loose, and it's going to be picked. Nobody's got control of it yet. They're still chasing it. And they call traveling on Plassman. Well, frankly, I'm not sure how they call traveling on Plassman because nobody really had control of that basketball. But it's Tiger ball, and the folks here in orange and black are not complaining at all. 36-4, 42 seconds to go in half number one. Top of the circle now down to the free throw line. Nolde out to Jones. Maddie will hold it to McNeely on the left side over to Armbruster. Ava on the elbow. Back out 30 seconds ago. Driving tripped will be Jones, or is that? Yeah, Maddie Jones headed to the hoop, got tripped. No foul, but they call traveling. Or the ball ended up out of bounds, one of the two. Maddie took a tumble. Coach Furrow says, go over and rest a minute. 26 seconds left in the first half. Bring it in, Lindsey Cotta off the right side. Nearly taken away by Poppy. A shot on the way up, no good. Rebound, Nolde had it, lost it, got it back. Her fifth rebound off the bench for the Tigers. 10 seconds to go, ahead. Now Kirkendall driving, pulling up, shooting. Partially blocked, yes it was. It'll be Tiger ball, 4 seconds to go in the first half. Underneath their own bucket. Armbruster will inbound. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Tiger girls here. Bring it in. And out top, McNeely, you got to shoot it. 1 second to go, and the Tigers don't get a shot off. No recognition of the time there for him. But Tigers outscore Platts within the second quarter, 15-0, and they lead at halftime 36-4. Back after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Shopping done and earn money for your school with an F&M Bank School Spirit debit card. Every time you make a purchase with a Tiger or Irish debit card, F&M Bank donates money to the local schools. Come on into F&M Bank and get your Tiger or Irish debit card for free with a new or existing checking account. Happy holidays.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers, El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farm and City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime at Falls City High School. The Falls City Tiger girls are leading the Placid Blue Devils by a score of 36-4. The 32-point Tiger advantage here at halftime. Scoring in the first half for the Blue Devils, they got a pair of free throws from Lindsay Cava and a two-pointer from Natalie Briggs. And that is all they scored. Those four points all come in the first quarter. The Tigers jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Then it was 7-2. And now it's 36-4, a 32-point Tiger advantage. Three fouls on Krista Hardy for the Blue Devils. For Falls City, fouls, they've got four players with one foul each. Nobody else with more than one for the Tigers in this first half. Scoring, the Tigers led by Maddie Jones. She had 11 in the first quarter, has 13 at halftime. Elise Poppy has 5 in the ball game. 2 points for Ava Armbruster, 6 for McKinley Shaw, 2 for Ashley Kirkendall and Reese McNeely, 6 in the ball game for Chase Nolde. The Tigers, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, and the Blue Devils, 2 out of 2. The halftime score, 36-4, Plattsmouth with the lead. Over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, Falls City Sacred Heart is hosting Humboldt Table Rock Senior. You Titans and the Irish on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Here we'll finish up this girls' game, then we'll have the Tiger boys hosting Plattsmouth. That's the second half for tonight's doubleheader on KTNC. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather forecast for the weekend and hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back with second half action on KTNC.
Frontier Bank has announced that Trent Scheidel will succeed Mark Moorhead as president at its Falls City location. Moorhead will retire from day-to-day work, but remain at the bank part-time after 28 years. Scheidel's currently vice president and has been with Frontier Bank since 2017. Also with the new year, Bill Niedfeld will bring nearly 34 years of banking experience to the Falls City location. Each employee is excited to continue to work with their existing customer base and meet and work with new customers. Frontier Bank in Falls City. Good with money. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is your Good Time Oldies station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We will see a slight dip in temperature going into Saturday due to a trough of low pressure moving through. Most of the precipitation, however, will be staying south of us with the system. Going into Sunday, we will start to see a warm-up as another ridge of high pressure moves through our area. This will give us sunnier skies as well as warmer temperatures and more southerly winds. We'll see temperatures in the 40s as well as sunshine early next week. Your forecast for the evening shows mostly cloudy skies with a low in the mid-20s, north winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 30s, northwest wind gust up to 30. Going into Sunday, lots of sunshine and a high around 40 degrees, south winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. And Monday, lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 40s, west wind gust up to 20. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 37.
Happy holidays from all of us at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This is Andy Armbruster, and I want to take a moment to thank all of our customers for your patronage this past year. We appreciate you putting your trust in us for all of your vehicle needs. On behalf of all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, we would like to wish you a safe and prosperous and blessed new year. Thank you again for thinking of us when it comes to your vehicle.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. It's halftime, and the Falls City girls are leading Plattsmouth 36-4. 36-4 is their score here at halftime. The Tigers with the lead. Boys game will follow the conclusion of this one tonight. Next Tuesday, Falls City will have a conference game. They'll host the Elmwood Murdoch Knights. We'll have that game for you here on Sunny 101.3 as well. Team's out warming up, and they now head over to the bench as the horn sounds with 1 minute. Teams head over to their benches, and we're getting ready to go here with the second half tonight. Falls City on a roll, got out to a 7-0 lead and 21-4 at the end of the first quarter. They've done well. They've shot it pretty well. They've rebounded it and played great defense. Plattsmouth has committed way too many turnovers to stay in this game to this point. Tigers will go with the starting lineup. Maddie Jones, Ava Armbruster, McKinley Shull, Reese McNeely, and Ashley Kirkendall to start this second half. We'll also see Elise Poppy in the ball game and Chase Nolte. That's the six that have been in here so far for the Tigers tonight. John Furrow running the show tonight with Coach Andy Armbruster out under the weather tonight. Wish him well. Getting back soon. Plattsmouth ball. Blue Devils will go from the right to the left towards the east bucket here in the second half tonight. The Blue Devils, guess what color they're wearing? The road blue tonight here at Falls City High. Here's a ball knocked loose by Schultz, recovered by the Blue Devils, and with it, they take it out top now to Cobbett. Cobbett pass tipped away by Kirkendall, recovered there by Briggs. Briggs to Cobbett again, and knocked away, stolen by Kirkendall. It's 1-on-3, better hang up, and she does. Kirkendall waiting for help here. Tiger basketball to McNeely out on the right side, holds it, looks, now to Armbruster, Ava back to the top to Kirkendall. Kirkendall moving down, spins, needs help. McNeely kept to the basket, they didn't see her, she was going to be wide open. Back out to Ava Armbruster, ahead to Shull, the bounce pass, up and good off the glass. Shull with the basket has 8 points in the ball game now, and the Tigers lead 38-4. To the front court, Kaba with it, drives in, and a held ball as the Tigers got a hand on it. and the Tigers get it on the alternating possession. Since it was 7-2, the Tigers have outscored the Blue Devils 31-2. Got everything going their own way here so far in this one. So here we go. Tiger ball. McNeely will inbound to Shaw. McKinley around the back, across midcourt, throws it over to Ava Armbruster on the side. Ahead to Kirkendall and back out. They'll take it to the top. McNeely, left side. Now Kirkendall drills around the perimeter. Free throw line high, stops, back out to Armbruster against the man-to-man. Down to Shaw, catches, pops, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of the Tigers. Say that Kirkendall touched it last. 6:33 to go in the third. Coach Spurrow calls timeout. Tigers will talk it over. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Do you always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
6:33 to go here in the third quarter. The Tigers up big, 38-4 over Plasmouth. Tigers took the timeout, their first of the ball game. They've had everything pretty much going their own way here this first two quarters and minute and a half of the third here. All right, there's a second buzzer. The Tigers will break the huddle. No subs for Fall City here, same five in there. Class with ball, they'll have it on the Tiger end. Amy Dasher will bring it in. And up the floor with it. Coming up the floor will be Avery Winters, the freshman. Double teamed to midcourt. And a held ball will stay with the Blue Devils this time. Trap set there by the Tigers. They got the held ball. They'll get the next one. Class with the inbound. And they get the ball in on the left side for Julie Dix. She drives around, shoots, and scores. 10-footer on the left side, and back on the board will be the Blue Devils. 38-6 now. Over the top to Jones, underneath, man, up, it's good, and a two-pointer and a foul. Actually, Kirkendall with the layup and the chance at the bonus. Foul will go on Natalie Briggs, her first, team foul number six. Excuse me, team foul number one this half on the Blue Devils. So Kirkendall at the line with 4 points and make it five. She drops that one through from way up tall, and the Tigers are back up by 35. To the front, up the floor, and the ball dropped in the backcourt. Diving for it, Kirkendall pushed it toward her basket, and the ball skids out of bounds at the far end. Blue Devil ball again. 6 minutes to go here in the third. Bring the ball into the freshman, Avery Winters. She'll go cross-court. Now they play catch in the backcourt. Hand the ball, Amy Dasher. Her pass is tipped by Armbruster out of bounds at midcourt, and it will be Blue Devil ball. Tigers on defense. The ball comes inbound to backcourt for the Blue Devils. Dasher drives up, gives the ball off to Briggs. Tigers playing man-to-man defense. Briggs will give it off there to Dasher, drives up, and the ball knocked away by Armbruster again. She's got quick hands. She knocks and deflects, knocks a lot of balls away, deflects a lot of balls. Armbruster out, and Shull out for the Tigers. Back in will be Chase Nolte, and also again Elise Poppy. Bring the ball in now for Gertie Yoder. Shoots, misses, short, rebound out of bounds. Touch last by Lindsey Kaba of the Blue Devils. So it's going to be Tiger ball. Blue Devils showing some full court pressure here. Tigers lob it to the midcourt circle to Kirkendall, dribbles across. Left hand over to McNeely and now to Jones on the left wing. Inside Nolte off the glass, too high. Rebound weak side, Kaba on the run the other way. Passes the ball forward to Dasher. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Maddie Jones, and a whistle and a foul. Tigers will have it in the backcourt. The foul on the Blue Devils on Gertie Yoder, her second. Team foul number two of the half. Tigers now again facing full court pressure here. McNeely will inbound the ball, get it in to Kirkendall. She handles it pretty well. Coming up to a double team at midcourt, throws over the top to Poppy. She lobs underneath to Nolte, right side, left hand, up and good off the glass. Tigers are up by 37 now, their biggest lead of the ball game. Left side, drive, and traveling. No, a blocking foul. Ball City foul will be called on Maddie Jones, her second, the first Tiger with more than a single foul in this ball game. So, from the baseline, Lindsay Cobble will inbound it here. Back in comes Riley Pletka for the Blue Devils, a 5'11 freshman. They look, and they get it into the right corner. Drive into the paint with the ball. Briggs now trapped. Got her way. Pletka has it to the top to Briggs. Briggs will hold and look against the Tiger man-to-man defense here. Driving the right side. Poppy reaches in, knocked it loose off the knee, out of bounds to the Blue Devils. Tiger ball with 4:35 to go in quarter number three. McNeely will bring it in for the Tigers. Looking, and in to Poppy. Gets it back to McNeely. She'll bring it up with the left hand to the front court. Stops her dribble, pass the ball forward. Jones with it, needs help. Maddie double-teamed, dribbled away from her, taken by the Blue Devils. Stolen away again by Jones. Throws it cross-court, and her layup on the right side for Elise Poppy. She's got seven. The Tigers are up by 39. Tigers score another point. Here's an easy one inside. Good move there by the Blue Devils. Two-pointer for Gertie Yoder, her first two of the ball game, and it's 45-8. Tigers, and a push, no call. Kirkendall coming up to the sideline, crosses midcourt, into two defenders, lost the ball. Tigers a little sloppy there, up the floor, and another ball nearly held, but it will fall to the Blue Devils. Cobble wanted a long one, got checked defensively. Into the paint, shot blocked by McNeely, but a whistle and a foul as Reese McNeely called for her first foul of the evening. At the free throw line will be Natalie Briggs. She's got 2 points on the night. Briggs gets ready. Left-hander fires it up. It crawls around and goes in. Should get one more here. Here comes Scholl and Armbruster back in. Jones and McNeely will sit for the Tigers. The Blue Devils will bring into the ball game at Corinne Froderman in there for Pletka. 45-8 and 45-8 remain. Shot no good. The free throw, rebound to Kirkendall. To the front. Kirkendall stops. Cross court. Armbruster to Scholl. Inside it goes to Nolte. Back out top. Left side and down the lane. Inside Kirkendall. Shot blocked. But a whistle and a foul on the Blue Devils. Foul will go on Avery Winters. Her first, team foul number three and a half. At the line will be Ashley Kirkendall to shoot two. She's one for one at the line, and this one's short, no good. The Blue Devils bring Amy Dasher back in the ballgame now in place of Natalie Briggs. So a second free throw. Going up here. Up and got it. One out of two makes it 46-8. And the Blue Devils have nobody back to inbound. And Cobb Stanger, is the count on? I guess it's a dead ball. I guess it's not. No, Cobb, they finally get her the ball. Yoder ran all the way back up the court, inbound the ball. Now they throw it into Yoder, matched up there, and a block by Chase Nolte. Comes down with the ball and gets it to Ava Armbruster. Sophomore guard gets away to Kirkendall. Into the paint, 12-footer, blocked, but a foul called on Gertie Yoder. Marguerite Yoder. That'll be her third, team foul number four of the half. And back to the line, Ashley Kirkendall for two more. 2:55 to go in the third quarter. Kirkendall ready. It's up. It's good. She's now three out of four at the line. Yoder goes out of the ball game. Back in, Krista Hardy. Free throw up and off the back iron. No good. And the Blue Devils lost out of bounds. Hardy tried to get it with one hand. Couldn't hang on to it. And it's Tiger ball underneath their own basket, up 47-8. Tiger score here. We're going to a running clock situation the rest of the game. Right side, Shaw goes inside. Kirkendall spins in the lane and shoots, and it's off the mark. No good. Kept alive by Nolte, and she hits it off the leg of one of her teammates under there. And it'll be Blue Devil basketball with 2:41 to go in the third. So Cava will bring the ball up to the front court on the right side. Stops, lobs it inside, knocked away by Kirkendall. Out of bounds on the far end, Blue Devil ball underneath their own hoop. 2:30 to go in the third. Inbounding will be Cava to the right side of the basketball. Inside of the right block with the basketball, and again, Nolte with the block. Blues ball comes down to Poppy. To the front. Poppy will run it in. Off the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Hardy. Stolen away by Armbruster to Kirkendall to Shull. Dribbling left side. Out to Armbruster, rather Poppy. Now over it goes to Kirkendall. Come up the floor now with it. And Kirkendall in the paint. Defender. She tried to stop for a shot, got pushed. That'll be out of bounds for the Tigers. Foul is on Lindsay Cava. Her first and the fifth foul of the half on the Blue Devils. Kirkendall out. Also out is Nolte. McNeely, Jones, Shull, Poppy, and Arbers are in there for the Tigers. Shull brings it in. Shot underneath. Good by Armbruster. Somebody got a piece of that. The ball's loose. Held ball. Will stay on the Fall City end of the minute 50 to go in the third quarter. McNeely to trigger. Everybody on the corner of the lane brings it in. Shull with it. She'll dribble to the paint. Kick it out of their right side to Jones. Maddie driving baseline. Pushes off the left arm. Got away with one there. Back to Poppy. She drives baseline. Back to Jones on the right side. Swing it over the top to McNeely on the left side and down on the baseline to Poppy. And she got called for traveling as she was right on the end line, came down, and took a hop to stay in bounds. Minute 33, and again, the Blue Devils have nobody back. They got an inbounder, but no way to throw it to. Now they come up, give them some help. With it is Hardy. Hardy gives the ball off. Dasher, and her pass stolen away. All the way in goes Shull. Stops, partially blocked. Rebound brought down by the Blue Devils and stolen back by Shull. She'll turn, she'll fire, can't get it to go. And the rebound going the other way and traveling on the Blue Devils. Tigers just can't get that magical point to get to the running clock here. They've had about six chances in the last minute. So inbounding the Tigers about 25 feet up off the baseline. And now we come over to the right side of the basketball to Poppy. Over to Jones on the right wing, holding the ball back out top with 57 seconds to go. Lob it left side, and Poppy thought about the long one, didn't take it, back to McNeely. Out top, Armour is through the 48 seconds to go. And now to the top again, between the circles. It'll be Poppy to Jones. Cutting through is Shaw. Can't get her to go. And a foul on the arm. We'll put her at the line to shoot two. McKinley Shaw will go to the line for the first time tonight. The foul on Natalie Briggs. Her second, team foul number six. Shaw already. It's up. And it won't go. It hit on the rim about three times. Fell out to the right side. Should get one more here. show already. 8 in the ball game, looking for 9, and it's off the front edge. No good. Rebound grab by Krista Hardy. She gives the ball up for Avery Winters. Winters drives up. 28 seconds to go. Work the ball around the Tiger man defense. Trapped and thrown out of bounds again. So, Tigers will inbound again. Sideline this time, about 10 feet short of midcourt. Shull will inbound, bring it up to Armbruster ahead now. And out to Jones. Maddie holding it, looking for a bounce pass inside. Nobody there. She'll drive it herself, shoot it. No. Rebound to the Blue Devils. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Pass tipped by Armbruster. The recover it. And they throw it towards the hoop, and it goes out of bounds with 7/10 of a second left. 47-8 Fall City. Probably won't get much of a shot here, if any. Shull will move out toward the sideline. Blue Devils playing up into Jones. She'll turn and fire it. Offline, no good. After 3, Fall City 47, and the Blue Devils 8. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
47-8, the Fall City Tigers looking for their third consecutive win here tonight at Fall City High School. They're leading the Placid Blue Devils by a wide margin. The Blue Devils got 4 in the first quarter, 0 in the second quarter, and 4 more here in the third quarter of tonight's ball game. It's Tiger basketball. No, it's Blue Jay basketball. Start this fourth quarter. Final 2.5 minutes or so of that third quarter, Tigers had multiple opportunities to put this game into the running clock situation with a 40-point lead, but they never could get there. Couldn't get the ball in the hole. And the ball comes into the Blue Devils. Kaba at midcourt around one defender, splits defenders, now keeps on dribbling, kicks it out to the right wing. Whether there is Dasher. And a held ball will go to Fall City. So the Tigers get the ball back on the held ball now. All right, let's see what we got here. Sager Hartley and HTRS in the girls' game, 31-9 at halftime. To the front come the Tigers. Maddie Jones with it down to Nolde. Inside, up, no good on the shot by Kirkendall. And the ball out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. The Tigers miss another one in the paint here. Reese McNeely to inbound the ball from the baseline. Looking, comes into the corner. Kirkendall out it goes. Now around the right side. Nolde to McNeely, back out top to Armbruster. The Tigers working around the perimeter, the zone defense here. Bounce pass down to Nolde. Out top it goes. McNeely comes cross court to Armbruster. Now to the right side, Kirkendall to Jones, and her pass to the end line, knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Into the game now. Oh, they don't have an 11 either. Let's see. Gosh. The lineup they sent me is not even close here. All right, Tiger basketball. Working around the right side, and now down in the corner, Nolde spins around, gets the ball to Jones, triple teamed, and a hack and a foul will put her at the free throw line for a 1-1. with 6:59 to go. That's team foul number 7, Mr. Official. Let's go to the line. Foul is on that number 11 who we don't have a name for. See if we can find one here. Free throw for Jones. Won't go. And push foul on the rebound. Tigers have not shot well here in this second half. All right, here we go to the front court. Blue Devil basketball. Lob it ahead. Still a 47-8 lead for the Tigers. Kava fakes and walked with it. Traveling is the call. Placid doesn't have an 11 listed anywhere on their roster for the girls. So I have no idea who this is. Up the floor come the Tigers. Kirkendall with it. Looked over the top. Couldn't get the ball down low there for Nolte. Now to McNeely. Drives in. Up and got her to go on the layup. So Reese McNeely with the bucket. Her second one now makes now. We've got clock won't stop. Except for a timeout. And we have timeout called by Plasmouth before they threw the ball away. Timeout Blue Devils, their fourth. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Fall City High School. Halftime score, Auburn girls leading Freeman 34-9. There's a bunch of not very good scores going on here right now around the area tonight. Looks like lots of mismatches at the moment. So it will be Blue Devils basketball here. They will inbound, maybe. Nobody going to inbound it except our unnamed player here, number 11. So from half court, Blue Devils bounce it in, and they throw it right between the legs of Krista Hardy. Coming away with it, Ava Armbruster up the floor on the right side. Armbruster moving left with the dribble. Keeps on going. And now pulls up, and from the free throw line, left side, no good. Rebound grabbed up by Gertie Yoder. Stolen by Jones, gives the ball to Nolte, and she puts her right arm out, knocks the defender to the floor. That's Yoder. So Nolte picks up her second foul of the ball game. Clock will continue to run here now. Tigers only got a couple of players on the bench that haven't played yet tonight. Kirkendall out. Nolte comes out. While these changes are going on, the clock continues to run. Bring it in to Lindsay Cotta. She'll walk it up the floor, see the Blue Devils get it to double digits here. Trailing 49-8. Inside, turning, firing, no good. Yoder, rebound to Armbruster. Ava will bring it up. Across the midcourt circle. There's the ball to the left side. Spins around. Back to the right. Now it's Poppy just inside the free throw line. Won't go. Rebound to Krista Hardy, the senior. She'll give it to Kata. Up the floor with it. Stops. Leaves the ball off. And here comes five new Blue Jays. Blue Devils ready to go in the game. Up no good. Rebound picked out of the air by Reese McNeely of the Tigers. All of our games on the World Wide Net, nscsports.net. Hit that listen live button. Here's a three-pointer for Poppy from the right side. No good. Rebound grabbed by Gertie Yoder. Yoder's pass stolen by Scholl. Stops. Yoder got a piece of it. And the ball taken down by the Blue Devils. Cava to the front, drives into the paint, around a defender, and she trapped it with two hands. Call for double dribble. Into the game now, Amelia Field, a 5'6 junior. Julie Dix back in there, a 5'5 freshman. Riley Puckett back into the game, 5'11 freshman. Also back in, Avery Winters, 5'6 freshman. And also into the game, Kerry Fruderman back in, a 5'11 senior for the Blue Devils. Now with the basketball, Tigers working around the perimeter here. Into the game, Hannah Collier, a junior for the Tigers, throws it in to Armbruster, out to McNeely for three, off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Devils. Tigers also have Isabel Armbruster in, a freshman. Shot up from long by the Blue Devils, no good. And up the floor we got a foul as Ava Armbruster brings it up. Jones coming back in for the Tigers along with Chase Nolde after the free throw. Tigers, let's see, McNeely out. And Nolde has to go back out. She's coming in for the shooter. Our first ponytail problem tonight. Free throw on the way up and good for Ava Armbruster. Up and good. She'll have another. She's got 3 points in the ball game. 50-8. 2.5 to play and the clock moving down. Up. No. Front edge. Rebound. Held ball will go to the Blue Devils. So pass with ball. Here comes Nolde into the game for the Tigers in place of Armbruster. So, we're ready to go here. To the front court. Here come the Blue Devils to the front. Down the left side, all the way to the hole. Up and good on the layup. Nice move. Best move of the night. Julie Dix with her second field goal. That's 50-10. Up the floor with it. Collier. Hannah moving up the floor, all the way to the paint. Off it goes to Nolde, back out top to Poppy. Swinging around, Armbruster, that's with it is Isabel. Now the ball, Maddie Jones. Backing out, and double teamed on the baseline, throws it away, stolen by the Blue Devils. And the ball kicked ahead by Jones, is picked up by Collier. So Hannah Collier coming up the floor here with the basketball. Work the ball across the court, left side for Isabel Armbruster to Jones. Jones with it on the left side with the ball now. It will be Elise Poppy. Poppy with the ball, working it over to Isabel Armbruster. Now to Jones, into the paint, down the lane, off the glass, rolls in the hole for her. Maddie Jones with 15 points in the ball game. Now that's her first point since the first half. 52-10 Fall City. At the other end, driving again, Dix got cut off, out to Pletka for two. No, rebound, held ball, Jones ties it up there, and it'll belong to the Tigers on the alternating possession. To the front we go, Blue Devils still pressing. Hannah Collier looking, gets the ball in the backcourt to Poppy. 28 seconds go, back over to Hannah Collier. Collier to the front. Now to Maddie Jones. Tigers probably just drill it out if they want to here. Now Blue Devils are going to keep pressuring the ball. Back over it goes to Poppy. Now to Nolde. In the middle to Isabel Armbruster. Left side Collier. To Jones with 7 on the clock. Now Maddie Jones trying to dribble it out. Here comes a double team. She'll keep on moving. And now down the lane she goes. Shoots it after the buzzer sounds. Your final, Fall City 52 and Plattsmouth 10. 52-10 Fall City with the win. We'll wrap it up after this 1 minute break on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Final score in our girls game is Fall City 52, Plasma 10. The Tigers now 3-2 on the year. The Blue Devils, 2 wins, 3 losses. Scoring in the ball game, Devils 4 for Jolie Dix in the game, and 2 each for Lindsay Cobbett, Natalie Briggs, and Gertie Yoder for their total of 10. For the Tigers, the only player in double figures, Maddie Jones with 15. She had 11 in the first quarter. The Tigers got to a 21-4 lead over the Blue Devils. After that, it's 8 points for McKinley Scholl tonight, 8 points for Chase Nolte, 7 each for Ashley Kirkendall and Elise Poppy in the ball game. 3 points for Ava Armbruster tonight, and 4 more for Reese McNeely for the Tiger total of 52. Again, your final score tonight, Fall City 52. And the Blue Devils, 10. Boys are out warming up. We'll be back here with the second half of our doubleheader tonight. Fall City and Plasma Boys is coming your way here in about 13, 14 minutes on KTNC.